Arturo's old age mask slips off the moment he is introduced, so it seems appropriate to meet at Spirit Winds among college students. At 94 years of age, Arturo V. Flores is one of those rare old people we can imagine young. Even his cane seems just a prop for his humor. He teaches wood carving at Eastside Senior Center, and the head of the cane is carved into a shrunken headhunter who met a sad fate but still sports tiny little teeth. When Arturo talks, you can see him at 13, a skinny boy with willing hands and dusty clothes, learning stonemasonry from an old Apache after his parents moved into his grandparents' old house in a colonia west of Hatch, once called Santa Teresa, renamed Placitas. You can see him at 15, cooking potatoes, eggs, chili, and tortillas the way his mom taught him for the crew that harvested the screw bean mesquite trees ranchers used for fence posts. You can see him as a stonemason at 17, working for the Civilian Conservation Corps building the flood retention dam near Picacho Hills. But maybe you don't want to see him as a 10-year-old after he told his fifth-grade teacher he wanted to be a lawyer. Maybe you don't want to see his eyes when he was told, "You have to have brains to do that. Get manual training like other Mexicans." Maybe you don't really want to know that when words hurt, you can see them in eyes 84 years later. More Mexican Americans received the Medal of Honor during World War II than any other ethnic group, but attitudes hadn't changed. At a Dallas crosswalk among a dozen other pedestrians, he was in full uniform when he was singled out for jaywalking, and when he tried to join an army buddy at a bar, he was told they didn't serve Mexicans. The irony of being regarded as an interloper by later interlopers was not lost on Arturo. The city of Las Cruces now sits on part of the large land grant given from his ancestor, José María Flores. After the war, Arturo joined the fight for the same wages and living conditions in Grant County that were afforded to Anglo miners. As one of the founders and vice president of Local 890 of the International Union of Mine, Mill, and Smelter Workers. Since equal wages meant doubling the pay of its Mexican-American miners, Empire Zinc saw the union's demand as a dangerous precedent. Local 890's long strike, 1950 to 1952, was made into a movie in 1954 called Salt of the Earth, with local workers, including Arturo's father and brothers, reenacting the drama. The blacklisted film was denounced as communist propaganda, since the miners' wives took over the picket line for 7 months, their children sometimes jailed with them, after a court injunction prevented the miners from picketing. The book by Ellen R. Baker, On Strike and on Film, has Arturo's wife, Josephine, with her picket sign on its cover. One of Arturo's children, Lorenzo Flores, has started an organization, Juntos en la Unión, to achieve historical status for the local 890 Union Hall in Bayard. Lorenzo's other quest for his father is to protect an old gravesite 1 mile north of the Placitas Cemetery that was once the Methodist Cemetery of Santa Teresa, where Arturo's grandfather, a Methodist missionary, and his grandmother are buried after dying from influenza. The Reverend Epiminio's Florida Senior's retirement home had 3 rooms, with the front room as a grocery store to supplement a minister's pension of $20 a month. From coffins made out of their grocery shelves, the grandparents were buried together. Arturo doesn't look like he'll be joining his ancestors anytime soon. He is proud of the generations after him. More than half of his 6 children who went to college have master degrees. Whether or not his old fifth-grade teacher ever learned her lesson, Arturo's children know. It took people like their dad and mom to open the doors they now walk through. This is Claudette Ortiz on the H-Spot.